Good morning. This is Minnesota River Valley Master Gardener Barb Lampson, and with me this morning is my fellow Master Gardener,
Karen Wright.
Hey, Karen, it's March, and if you haven't started your seeds, this would be a good time. If your seeds need about 6 weeks to get up and get growing, now would be a great time.
That's right. You're supposed to select the seeds and check the packet for the number of the days until harvest to be sure your choices will be ripen before frost. So that's one thing. And now you're not supposed to start every seed. When we say start seeds, that doesn't mean go put your tomatoes and peppers in now. Things you want to start now are things like your broccoli, your Brussels sprouts, your cabbage, your cauliflower, and your head lettuce. Those are good things. Or there's some of the flowers that you can plant as well. And I would wait until April to start probably my tomatoes, actually. And peppers, probably the end of March would be okay.
Yeah, so we're talking about starting seeds in the house.
Yes,
first. We're not talking about doing outside.
Yes.
Now, Dave made a really nice cold frame for us this year. And the glass top is so big, when I go to lift up the door, it takes two hands to lift it up and then brace it with the rods that are in there.
Well, that will probably let you get in the garden, 3 weeks before others?
Yes, because it has this massive window in it, and it heats up in there, and it's just as warm and as cozy as can be. So Dave planted some radish seed in there.
Sure.
And because it has a glass top, you can open it when it gets warm enough. So what he's been doing is going out with a watering can and making sure that he's getting it thoroughly watered, because of course with all the sunshine it dries out very quickly too. But if you haven't ever used some type of a cold frame, something on that order, it really does give you a boost. It actually works better than probably trying to start seeds in the house. Get them into a cold frame and grow them out there. And when they get big enough, then move them into the place where you want them in your yard.
Well, some seeds actually like it to be cooler when they start. Like the peas, they like it cooler.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned radishes and carrots, and I don't know what else you plant. But some other things like that, the cold crops, like the Brussels sprouts and broccoli. But a lot of those you want to start inside ahead of time because they take longer to mature.
Yeah, that is so true. But, you know, it's really nice with a cold frame to have something growing out there. And you go out and you watch and wait and see. It comes through the soil, and then you water some more. And when you finally get your first radishes, you really think you've accomplished something.
Right. You'll be the first ones, which is awesome. But there are things to start inside. And one of the keys when you start seeds inside, Barb, is to make sure you have a soilless seed planting mix. You don't want to use potting soil.
No.
Because it's too heavy. And to start those seeds, or even just vermiculite or something. And the other key is to have a good light.
Yes.
Don't count on your windowsill. That's
so
not
artificial light.
Yes, above. I mean, you can get the fluorescent bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
So
put them on a chain so you can raise them and lower them as the plant grows.
And I found success with bottom heat. So that you have those heat mats to provide that constant source of heat till they germinate. And once then they're done germinating, then you take that heat off. But that is the only way I've had success. Otherwise, when I've tried it without the lights and other things, they just do what they call damping off, which is mean they kind of tip over and get a fungus or something.
Well, you know, the problem is a lot of people try to start seeds in their home, and the home, in the evening, they turn down the heat. And the seeds, when you're trying to start them, they need to be 70 degrees. The soil needs to be 70 degrees in there so they germinate and they grow. So it is a good idea to get those artificial lights.
And the heat mats, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing I have done is put a fan. And I have one of those rotating fans so it provides a little breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Because then when those seedlings start up, they get stronger. It's like they have to kind of fight because there's this breeze pushing them a little bit, and they'll be stronger when they grow up. And it also prevents things like bugs and mildew and things like that. So that's an important part.
That's a good point, Karen. A lot of us forget that. But it is important for them to have that movement so that the whole plant is getting sturdier. You know, when the roots are being moved around, they just dig in. They want to survive. And they make the plant that much stronger. So that's a really good thing to do. But don't put fan that's so big that you're going to damage your plants. I mean,
No, I just have it lightly.
Yeah, right.
Little breeze.
One of those oscillating fans is very, very good.
That's what I use.
Otherwise, you can just dry out the leaves very fast.
And one more thing I wanted to mention is when you use the lights, you don't want them on the whole time. You want them on a timer, or in my case, I just make sure to turn them off before I go to bed, because they also need some of that darkness to successfully grow.
Yeah, they do.
So I don't know, what do you put on, 14, 16 hours a day?
12 to 14 hours a day is what they need, sure. Well, don't start plants unless you're going to be prepared to take care of them. If you'd like more information about starting seeds, about plants, growing plants, contact your Extension Service. This is Barb Lamson along with
Karen Wright,
wishing you happy spring.